Yeah, we had to get lucky in a lot of different ways. And sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. In this case, we were both, I like to think. But light had to come from the black hole. It had to come through the intergalactic space, through the Earth's atmosphere where water vapor can absorb it. And everything worked out perfectly. The size of the Earth at that wavelength of light, 1 millimeter wavelength, was just right to resolve that black hole 55 million light years away. The universe was kind of telling us what to do.
So you started capturing like huge amounts of data. I think this is like half the data from just one telescope.
Yeah, so this is one of the members of our team, Lindy Blackburn, and he's sitting with half the data recorded at the Large Millimeter Telescope, which is atop a 15,000-foot mountain in Mexico. And what he's holding there is about half a petabyte, which, to put it in terms that we might understand, is about 5,000 people's lifetime selfie budget.
It's a lot of data. So this was all shipped, like you couldn't send this over the internet. All this data was shipped to one place, and the massive computer effort began to try and analyze it.
Yeah.
I mean, and you didn't really know what you were going to see coming out of this.
Right. So the way this technique works that we use, imagine taking an optical mirror and smashing it and putting all the shards in different places. The way a normal mirror works is the light rays bounce off the surface, which is perfect, and they focus in a certain point at the same time. We take all these recordings, and with atomic clock precision, we align them perfectly later in a supercomputer, and we recreate kind of an Earth-sized lens. And the only way to do that is to bring the data back by plane.